This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 209 for Wednesday, January 3rd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE futures canola market was weaker Wednesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sell-off amid a lack of fresh supportive news. Canola down $1 to $2. The March contract down $1 at $642 per ton. The move below $650 yesterday in the March contract was bearish from a chart standpoint, and that encouraged additional speculative selling as fund traders continue to hold a near-record large short position in the market. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soybeans also weighed on prices, although soy oil and European rapeseed were both stronger. Weakness in the Canadian dollar and scale-down end-user demand underneath the market also provided some support. In the U.S., soybeans are holding near unchanged, while corn and wheat futures are lower. Only soy oil is posting any solid advances. Beneficial precipitation in Brazil, with forecasts calling for more rain over the next week, did weigh on both soybeans and corn. Soybeans trading narrowly mixed, the most active March contract unchanged at $12.73.5 per bushel. Yesterday's sell-off was bearish from a chart standpoint, leaving a gap on the charts that could be filled if values start to correct. Monthly U.S. crush data showed 200 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in the country in November. That marked a new record. Corn, it is only posting small losses, down only a half cent in the March contract, now at $4.63.25 per bushel. An estimated 455 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol production in the U.S. in November. That was down by 1% from the previous month, but still up from what was used the previous year. Ample U.S. corn supplies and expectations for a large corn carryout do remain a bearish influences overhanging the market. Wheat, it is posting small losses across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in the March contract at $7.12 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in March at $6.21 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 4 cents in the March contract at $6.02 per bushel. Forecasts calling for rain in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma were behind some of today's selling pressure, as that moisture will help winter wheat crops there. However, longer-range outlooks for colder temperatures in the northern growing regions were being followed closely, especially where snow cover is sparse. Winter wheat in Kansas was pegged at 43% good to excellent in the latest crop conditions report. That's a 10-point improvement from the last estimate. Conditions also improved in Oklahoma, now at 67% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.